Morning Watch, loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the Church as a body of Christ. Week 1. Loving the Lord and loving one another, the most excellent way for us to be anything and do anything for the organic building up of the Church as the body of Christ. Monday, related verses. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 3. We ought to thank God always concerning you, brothers, even as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of each one of you all to one another is increasing. Titus 3, verse 15. All who are with me greet you. Greet those who love us in faith. Grace be with you all. 1 Timothy 1, verse 14. And the grace of our Lord superabounded with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Galatians 5, verse 6. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith avails, operating through love. Ephesians 6, verses 23 through 24. Peace to the brothers and love with faith from God, the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in incorruptibility. Related reading. Through faith we receive the Lord, and through love we enjoy the Lord whom we have received. The subjective faith, the act of our believing, brings us into an organic union with the Lord and operates through love. It is in the element and operation of this faith that the saints who were one with the Lord and his concern loved the suffering and faithful apostle. Faith and love are two inseparable, excellent virtues of the believers in Christ. Faith is given to us by God, that by it we may receive Christ, the embodiment of the triune God, and thereby enter into the triune God and be joined to him as one, having him as our life, life supply, and everything. Love issues out of such a wonderful faith and enables us to live out all the riches of the triune God in Christ with those who have believed into Christ with us, that the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit may have a glorious expression. Faith is for appreciating, substantiating, and receiving the unlimited riches of the triune God. Love is for experiencing, enjoying, and living out the immeasurably rich triune God. Faith is for the believers to be joined to the triune God who is everything to them. Love is for the believers to minister and transmit the triune God to their fellow believers so that, in such a wonderful and powerful faith, all the believers may love one another with divine, transcendent love and live a corporate life in Christ. The epistle to Titus concludes with the wonderful faith and the super excellent love. This implies that in the current of the church's degradation, in order to be able to effectively stand firm and overcome the downward trend and factor in the church, this wonderful faith and this super excellent love are indispensable. We should not walk by sight or care for the outward situation. Rather, in this wonderful faith, we should enjoy its source, which is the triune God, to whom we have been joined through this faith, and by the super excellent love of the triune God, we should love him and all those who belong to him. Only in this way can we become, in the current of the church's degradation, the overcomers whom the Lord is calling and is desiring to obtain in Revelation 2 and 3. This wonderful faith and the super excellent love are out of the triune God, who earnestly desires to be joined to us to be our everything. When we contact this triune God through prayer and by looking to him by means of our spirit, he infuses himself into us in many ways to become the faith within us toward him and the love outside of us toward those who belong to him. Such faith and such love are the reality and expression of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, in whom we believe, in whom we worship and receive. Such faith and love are connected and go together. Love comes from faith, and faith operates and works through love. Love with faith enables us to love our Lord in incorruptibility so that we may have an overcoming church life for the fulfillment of God's New Testament economy in Christ for the church. Therefore, it is in this faith that we are well-pleasing to God, and in this love that we are blessed of the Lord. May this love with this faith be to the brothers from God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.